The committee will come to order.
Did you do it?
Representative Doherty.
Anyways.
Would you meet the minutes?
Madam Chair, I move approval of the minutes for February 17th.
The minutes are approved. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved. Representative Dreiling, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I hope you enjoy the cookies. You know, I have, in my 18 years in the legislature, never appeared before the Ag Committee in my life. And I was told, I think it was Representative Junkie that told me this, that the Ag Committee, because it is the Ag Committee, is very much into food. And so I thought you probably might want wholesome food, but then I thought, no, you probably like chocolate like the rest of us, so you get homemade chocolate chip cookies.
It's a good guess.
And the second thing, and then maybe somebody wants to move the bill, but the TV out there was thinking I was...
We got so excited, we need to have Best Representative Doherty to do what you're supposed to do.
Madam Chair, I move House File 2918 be recommended to pass and can be placed on the general register. And I also appreciate the cookies.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. There was also, Channel 9 was out there, but once they found out this was actually about T-E-A, rather than beer or, you know, gin or something in a bathtub, it's more like we would like my constituent who brought this bill forward to be able to lease his building that he owns in St. Paul to a company that would like to make tea in the basement, and a very modern basement, I might add. But then they ran into the fact that the Ag Department has a rule that just categorically rules out basements due to them being mildewy and so forth in the olden days. And now they agree that actually they would like to look at the basement or the first floor or the second floor on a case-by-case basis rather than categorically rule out basements. But Madam Chair, just to explain the specific situation briefly, I brought with me my constituent, Seth Cowenhoven. So I would like him to be able to tell his story of why he brought me this bill, if we might.
Thanks for hearing me out. We've got...
Can
you hear me all right?
Yeah, we'll say your name to all.
My name is Seth Cowenhoven, and we have a commercial kitchen on 2036 Marshall, Marshall and Cleveland area there. We bake a whole grain bar, and we also use our space just to utilize what we've got there with some other folks that are starting up businesses as well. So one of them makes a tea, and we've got the main floor kitchen authorized use for the Department of Ag, and they have also recently seen our basement, which we've updated just as well as the main floor. And so I believe it's just kind of a matter of working these small details out. It would already be authorized for production packaging, but certainly we want to have the opportunity for them to use it bottling as well. So,
any questions? Representative Spouse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question has to do with, is this just applying to commercial operations, or if neighbors of mine wanted to make beer in their basement, they can't up to this point, and they will be after this point?
Madam Chair, Representative Faust, the rule here is just talking about buildings or portions thereof within the scopes of these rules. You know, that's actually a very good question. I am thinking that it's commercial because they have to go ahead and get it approved, but I wonder if the staff on the committee could help me out.
Maybe we could call up Quinny. Are you an expert?
Madam Chair, I'm Quinn Cheney, the Policy Director at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and no, I'm definitely not an expert. I guess you'll have to repeat the question, if you would. Please, Representative Faust.
Would you repeat?
Yeah. The question is this just for commercial applications, or if somebody at home wanted to make beer in their basement, can they already do that, or is this opening that up also?
I don't actually know, Mr. Chair, or Madam Chair, Representative Faust. I don't actually know the answer to that, but I can get back to you if you'd like.
And would you do that for us?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Representative Faust, and members, I believe currently it would be lawful to have a home brewing set up in your basement so long as you don't produce the beer or other beverages for commercial sale, and you don't then need a Department of Agriculture permit unless you're in a commercial operation. So this would just apply to folks who need to get a permit from the Department of Agriculture.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any comments?
Well, Madam Chair, I wish that WCCO would have asked that question of Representative Faust before they talked about beer and bathtubs and so forth at 5:30 this morning and connected my name with it.
Renew your motion.
Anybody, any other questions? Representative Doty.
Madam Chair, if there are no other comments, I renew my motion that House File 2918 be recommended to pass and be placed on the General Register.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted.
You bring cookies, it always works that way.
And have some cookies.
Yeah, where are you? Will you give us
Steven, you got cookies going on the side. You got to go over here. They are good. They were over here, like a boat ended up over here. Mary, ask some cookies over, Steve.
That dollar was sitting in your chair when I walked by, so I put it out right there.
I'm going to do it again. The committee adjourned.